Iraqi refugees tell their story about ISIS. Drug trafficking's on the rise in Puerto Rico, and we get an update on CRI's outreach to the Philippines. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. ISIS continues its offensive across Syria and Iraq, leaving many victims in its wake. The stories from refugees are appalling. Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, went to a refugee camp to hear the stories of displaced Christians. Women are systematically raped. Men are killed by ISIS. Through a translator, a woman we'll call Linda tells us more.
If you saw the situation of Christians at checkpoints, you would cry. You see the Christians looking pitiful, lying on the ground or crying. Some hid their money and gold in cars, and even the cars were stolen. God will grant us our rights from them, God willing.
This businessman, Abu, says,
I found an envelope with a bullet in it in the door of one of my shops. They said, pay or get out, left with the shirts on our backs. They stole all our things. They burned down my bookshop and stores. And here we are.
Sat7's coordinating a day of prayer for the Middle East this Sunday. Get your prayer kit at our website. Next, more Christians in Kazakhstan are being put in prison for practicing their faith. They're getting in trouble for handing out Bibles, telling others about Christianity, and simply going to church. The Voice of the Martyrs Canada reports that in the first few weeks of 2014 alone, 45 religious fines were handed out. Fines are generally equal to 2 months' worth of wages. Pray that Christians will persevere through these difficult times and continue to follow Jesus. This is Mission Network News. In Puerto Rico, drug trafficking's on the rise. However, Crossroad Bible Institute, a mission group that reaches out to prisoners and their families, is launching a new satellite campus to help guide inmates to Christ. 92 students have already signed up and over 40 instructors have been trained. Want to know how you can help? Well, pray that the new campus will be a success and that inmates will continue signing up. Meanwhile, MNN's Katie Harth concludes our series about women in leadership.
In a lot of places, women are treated as less than human. How can you develop women leaders when their basic rights aren't even recognized? Karen Premuth of Asian Access says not only is it possible, it's key to growing God's kingdom.
Basically, to develop a woman is to develop a family and a community and a culture, because she is going to reinvest in her family, her children, and her community, and her culture.
Asian Access helps women recognize the skills that God has given them and then use those skills to tell more people about Jesus.
There are women who are trying to catalyze opportunities for other women to create ministries that encourage their development.
Get the full story and find ways to equip women in leadership at missionnetworknews.org. Katie Harth, Mission Network News.
And people don't usually show up to a concert to get a Bible. That's why a concert in the Philippines with Christian Resources International was so special. At the concert earlier this month, 4,000 people heard the Word of God. CRI also ministered to 700 pastors at a conference. Jason Wolford of CRI says,
statistics show it's one of the fastest occupations where people feel defeated and give up and get out of that line of work, so to speak. And so we were able to speak an encouraging word, a message into their life, reminding them that God will see them through.
Wolford says a third part of the trip was establishing two Bible distribution centers.
No one's being charged for the Word of God. People are coming to be able to get it for free, and lives are going to be changed. And this will be an ongoing program that we have, and we're so excited about it.
You can help get these resources into the hands of those in need. Partner with CRI through our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Christian Aid Missions offering you the free book, Finishing the Task. Have you gotten yours yet? It features stories of Native missionaries making an impact in their own country. The book chronicles 9 modern-day heroes of faith all working in their own neighborhoods. Get your free copy of Finishing the Task. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.